LA Times refers to pro-terror groups as Jewish in coverage of ceasefire protest. By Joel B. Polak on November 16, 2023. The Los Angeles Times has continued the media's practice of referring to the pro-terror group's Jewish Voice for Peace and If Not Now as if they are actually Jewish organizations in any meaningful sense, when both groups support Palestinian terror. The latest example, an article about a demonstration in Hollywood in which these groups blocked an intersection in an illegal protest that shut down traffic in the area. They demanded a ceasefire in Gaza, something no mainstream Jewish group backs. As Breitbart News recently explained, Jewish Voice for Peace has honored a convicted Palestinian terrorist as its keynote speaker, recently failed to condemn Hamas terror, and openly opposes the Abraham Accords, an actual peace process. If Not Now targets Jewish organizations and tries to force them to oppose Israel. It even infiltrates Jewish summer camps. In 2018, its members recited a memorial prayer for Palestinians killed at the Gaza fence, almost all of whom were Hamas members. There was an actual Jewish protest in Los Angeles in October in solidarity with Israel. Thousands of Jews, from left and right, attended this legal and peaceful demonstration, which included a march and a rally in support of Israel and against terror. In addition, nearly 300,000 Jews, again, from every part of the political spectrum, attended the largest pro-Israel rally in history this week in Washington, D.C. Speakers who suggested a ceasefire were booed. Those who supported one were cheered. Americans in general also oppose a ceasefire. In a recent poll, two-thirds of Americans agreed with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that there should not be a ceasefire until the Hamas terror organization is completely defeated. Hamas broke the existing ceasefire agreement in its murderous October 7 attack, which killed at least 1,200 Israelis, most of them civilians, and wounded thousands more, taking more than 200 hostage to Gaza, including children, infants, and the elderly. In Israel, there is almost no opposition to the war, and the small amount of opposition there is takes the form of advocating for a deal to free the hostages, not just a ceasefire. In other words, it makes demands of Hamas as well, which the LA protest did not. Jewish Voice for Peace and If Not Now are not actually Jewish groups. There may be Jews involved, but their main tactic is to appropriate Jewish symbols to support Palestinian cause. And, at times, specifically to support the use of terror to pursue it. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.